Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March 11th, 2023. We're going to talk about a very delicate subject, and I don't like to presume or assume anything, so I'm really taking a risk doing this question because I don't know the person. And so I want to preface my answer with the idea that I don't know this person, and I am going to go off of my many years of counseling and hopefully be able to help. Most of us are pretty much the same. We live in the sameness of our ego, our vanity, our pride, the way we process things and logic and reasoning. So I won't be too off base here, but I just want to preface this. So I get this email from Raymond in Arizona, and he writes me about his life a little bit here and there, what's going on in his life, and I'm not going to, of course, give you the details on that. And then he says, he said, question for a podcast. And he said, I won't do much to help myself. Why? And I'm going to go into that a little bit, Raymond. Raymond, again, I reiterate, I don't know you. Okay, so I haven't sat down with you in a session. It takes a session or two for me to really get to know you in any way, shape, or form. And so since you wouldn't pay for a session, which you talk about here because it's demoralizing to you, blah, blah, I will try to help you this way. But truthfully, you need to probably get some help from somewhere, some way. Okay, I'm just going to say that to you, Raymond. All right, here we go. Some people give up on themselves, and they feel their genetic disposition overwhelming to them. It's just over the top. And some people are deep in depression. And when they get to that point of depression, they hurt a lot, and they just give up. And it sounds to me like you're in depression. It sounds to me like you need to go and please get some help with your depression. I think you should be willing to pay for that with any means possible to help yourself over the depression. I think it would probably be good for you to be talking to someone, a psychologist, psychiatrist, maybe a clinical psychologist would do. Someone who could, if they thought it was necessary, initiate a medication for you. But you asked something in your little email that is really interesting to me. You say that there was a certain point in your life where you just gave up, and that you don't really enjoy yourself or like yourself or any of that. And how can you like yourself? I'm going to say this to you. It goes against the grain of everything, but I hope this helps. We're not here to like ourselves. And you know, you're never going to like yourself, much less love yourself. You'll hear people say, oh, you got to love yourself, you got to like yourself. But that's not possible, you know? That's like, you know, being a fish and wishing that you weren't wet. You're going to have to understand that there is nothing in the human cognitive mental, emotional acuity that can change. It's all going to basically stay the same. And I don't know if you have history in your genetics with your mother, your father, someone, your grandparents, whatever, that lived in depression. So there comes a time in people's lives where they have immersed themselves so deeply in their genetic heritage and nature that they won't change, they can't change, they don't change. And this is common. This is not something that, you know, is unique to you. I have loads of people and students who are exactly like that. I have young people that I deal with that are on the road to that, but they don't believe it. And so they're going to turn out just like their mother and father and yada, yada, yada. So I know that I am just speaking to the wall here, but you need to get some help. Your genetic nature has overtaken you. It has defined you. You have allowed your thoughts to define you, your emotions to define you. There is no way to change that from the perspective of Raymond. Raymond can't change Raymond. Raymond can alter a few things here, a few things there, yes, but not enough to make this condition that you're talking about relent. It just isn't going to happen. So, what to do? So, if you go and get some help, if you recognize that you might need some help, and you're willing to get an assessment from someone who deals with this kind of disorder, then you have a chance of, well, at best, maybe fending it off a little bit. So that's all you're going to be able to do. What you truly need is transformation. You need to transcend. And since you're probably not much interested in that because it doesn't have anything to do with your genetics or your developing a different kind of attitude towards your body, your mind, your ethnic background, the whole thing that you talk about in your email, you're probably not going to do anything. And that's why the world is the way it is, because parents don't initiate insight into their children. They don't have it themselves, so they find it hard to initiate it with their children. It's easy to make them. It's another thing to understand them and help them understand themselves with some compassion. You don't even have any empathy, and your little email makes me very suspicious of your motives. I've always found with people like this that there are split motives. One motive wants to change. The other motive says, oh, no, you don't. One says, you know, I can do this. The other one says, no, I can't. So there's a split here. And I've seen this many, many times in my career. These people don't change. They don't get any better. They don't do any better. They just stay there miserable for the rest of their life. You have to ask yourself the question, Raymond, this is the big one. Can you be trusted with your life? And if you can, then you will get some help. And if you can't, then you won't. And that's just the simple ABCs of it. Can you be trusted with your livingness, how you live, the way you live, where you live from within yourself? Can you be trusted? Please get some help. Take a look at what's going on within you. If you were going to do it without medication, you would have to be very disciplined. You would have to be coached constantly. You would need some sort of insight that motivated you. And I just don't see all those elements coming together for you in your lifestyle as you have described it to me here in this email. So again, I'm only working off of your words, your thoughts. I don't know the real truth of you, but I can say this. The essence of it all is, can you be trusted with your own life? And if you think about that, that's a pretty profound question. And if you answer it with any sense of authenticity, you'll know how far you can go. And that's basically what it's all about. Get some help, my dear one. Please get some help. Thank you for your question. I wish you well, Raymond, and please forgive me. Namaste. I have more tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Thanks for listening. And please know, You are deeply loved. No matter what in this world, you are deeply loved. You are love. Please forgive me, eh? Tomorrow, babe. Namaste.